globalization and technological advancement have caused cities like Detroit to become ghost towns with half the population of decades earlier. In Detroit itself, some auto workers still hold on, though their jobs become more precarious as companies flee overseas and manual labor gives way to automation and digital control. These workers, a handful left in one auto factory, are the subjects of the play Skeleton Crew by Dominique Morisseau, directed by Jade King Carroll at Marin Theatre Company through February 18th. Four characters, all African-American, populate the play. This Faye, the union rep, a year away from the 30-year mark and full benefits retirement, and Dez, a young guy with entrepreneurial eyes, Shanita, single, pregnant, and scared for the future, and their manager, Reggie, formerly on the line himself, now with a family and new house, desperate to keep his job in the downturn. The action takes place in the break room in the dead of winter. The company has closed most of its factories, and this one is on life support. Detroit has become dangerous. There have been workplace break-ins and sheet metal stolen. Everyone is on edge. The play opens as Reggie tells Faye, the woman who got him his job in the first place, that the factory will close. But please, don't tell the others. Show me some loyalty, he pleads. Anchoring this production is Margot Hall in the role of Faye. Her performance dominates every scene she's in. She's a Bay Area treasure. She's joined by an adept cast that includes Tristan Cunningham as Shanita, Lance Gardner as the manager Reggie, and Christian Thompson as the often sullen Dez. Skeleton Crew covers a lot of ground: sexual harassment, racism, homelessness, living paycheck to paycheck, single parenthood, upward mobility, even ageism. But these remain subordinate to the story and to the plight of the characters, all of whom illuminate these issues while keeping the focus strictly on the individuals. And this is important, because it's only through individual stories can we, as citizens and as an audience, fully understand how the issues of our time affect one another. Skeleton Crew is not a perfect play. The exposition and setup in the first act slow the action, and some of the revelations in retrospect seem a bit obvious. But it all comes together in the second act and presents a portrait of life in America seldom seen in plays, movies, or television, the plight of the average African-American industrial worker. You can't help but be moved. Skeleton Crew by Dominique Morisseau, directed by Jade King Carroll, plays at Marin Theatre Company through February 18th. For more information, you can go to marintheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for KPFA.